I never did like waiting rooms. When you combine sitting around with nothing to do, with hearing nothing about Wally's condition for so long, it made the waiting even more excruciating. And as if that weren't enough, the whole time the accident just kept playing over and over in my head. All I could do was just sit there in silence, waiting for someone to come back to the room. Heck, I'd take any news at this point, even if it's bad news. Come on in.
You're a friend of Wally's, correct?
Yeah, I am. Please just tell me he's all right.
We had to clean up a lot of blood on him, then use stitches to close the wound on the back of his head. He may suffer some ill effects as a result of the concussion, so we'll be keeping him here for a while.
Was there anything else wrong with him?
No. We've got him on some medication for pain right now. The doctor just wants to make sure nothing else comes up, so we're going to be monitoring his condition.
Oh, phew, thank goodness. Yeah, I'm just really glad to know he ain't seriously hurt.
We'll be coming in regularly to check on him, but if he needs anything, you can use that button there to page the nurse's station.
I will, and thanks again.
You're welcome.
Wally?
Stan? What's going on?
Oh, easy there, Wally, easy. Just lay right there, man. Don't strain yourself. You just came out of surgery.
I guess that explains why my head feels so weird.
No, don't touch it. It needs to heal.
I know.
So, other than your head, how you feeling? You doing okay?
Yeah, I think so. Stan, I'm sorry for blacking out in your car and bleeding all over everything. I'll pay for all the damage.
Yeah, don't worry about that, Wally. You couldn't help it. Honestly, I'm surprised you stayed conscious as long as you did. Just out of curiosity, how much of the incident do you remember?
I remember helping you move a bookcase, then stumbling and hitting my head. I don't really remember much other than that.
Well, all right. Well, for now, just take it easy, okay?
Right.
I'm glad Wally didn't fight me any more than that. He went quiet and turned on the TV for both of us, keeping the volume down low so he can watch it without making his head hurt anymore. About an hour later, Birch finally arrived. Hey, come on in.
How's Wally doing?
Oh, Birch, thank goodness you're here. Wally says his head feels funny, probably because of the meds, but other than that, he seems okay.
No other problems?
Do I know you?
It's not funny, Wally.
Is he a friend of mine?
Of course he is. It's Birch. Birch Draper? Uh-oh. So, you remember me, but you don't remember him?
Weird. I wonder if that's because you were with him when the accident happened.
I don't remember much of anything or anyone outside of that accident.
Oh, no, I was afraid of this.
Stan?
I'm the only memory he's got. So now I have to stay with him until he recovers.
You were doing that anyway.
No, Birch, it's more than that. Wally's here because he was alone with me, and he got hurt.
That was an accident.
Yeah, but what about the first time we met? Back when he was a pup? That sure as hell was no accident.
You haven't had that issue in more than a decade. And besides, Wally's not a little kid anymore.
Stan?
Huh? Oh, what is it, Wally?
Did I do something to you when I was younger?
Oh, no, nothing you did. It was something I did.
What happened?
Oh, it's a long story. I don't want to get into that right now.
If staying makes you uncomfortable, you don't have to.
I do have to, Wally. It's my fault you're here in the first place. Comfortable or not, I'd feel even worse if I left you when I know you needed me.
I can stay for a while, too, if it would help.
Wally, is that okay with you?
I don't mind. I don't remember him, but if you say he's a friend, maybe if he stays for a while, I will.
I'll stay, then.
Thank you. Bert, was it?
Birch. And you're welcome. I'll do whatever I can to help.
I cried a tear. You wiped it dry. I was confused. You cleared my mind. I sold my soul. You bought it back for me and held me up and gave me dignity. Well, somehow you needed me. You gave me strength to stand alone again and face the world out on my own again. You set me high upon a pedestal, so high that I could almost see eternity. Well, you needed me. You needed me. And I can't believe it's you, I can't believe it's true. I needed you, and you were there. And I'll never leave, why should I leave? I'd be a fool. Because I finally found someone who really cares. You held my hand when it was cold, when I was lost. You took me home, you gave me hope. When I was at the end and turned my lies back into truth again, you even called me friend. You gave me strength to stand alone again and face the world out on my own again. You set me high upon a pedestal, so high that I could almost see eternity. You needed me, 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 you needed me.